I got a feeling for God in reading this, in that, man, he wanted somebody just like him, so he made us.
Woo!
And then, doggone Adam and Eve. And you know, it wasn't just her fault. He was right there with
it
her.
It says it right there.
He was with her. The excitement, though, that he wanted someone to be with. God wanted someone to be with. And what happened? What was the result of the fall? The result of the fall, as I read it this year, was shame. Shame. What a killer of Christians today. Shame steals our joy. Shame takes it all away. He came. He died on the cross for us, that shame might be gone. I want to be in his presence, I want to be in the presence of his countenance this year, because I don't want to have to experience shame. Do we do things wrong? You bet we do. But I have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, and he is the propitiation for my sins. There's a little my Episcopal upbringing there. Somebody's looking at me saying, what in the world does that mean? It means he did it for me, and it's just as if I never did it. Right? Then there is no shame. In Jesus Christ, there is no shame. So this morning, with joy, I choose the verses for us to read, stand and read together. Hallelujah. Let's stand and let's look at these verses. Let's read them. Psalm 1, 1 and 2. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord. And then on another verse from Psalm 2:17. But what joy for all who take refuge in him. Amen. What did we hear Sue and Marilyn talk for an hour on one verse? Because they weren't standing around. They weren't following the advice of the wicked. They weren't standing around gossiping. They weren't joining in with mockers. But they, right in this congregation, they had fellowship in the Word of God because they delighted in the law of the Lord. Let's take joy in him, because we're taking refuge in him. As every single one of us runs into this book this year, so we can have a whole group next year, the second Sunday in January, we have a whole group standing up together that we get to honor because they put it in their hearts and lived it this year.